Closing that gap is the subject of No Excuses, a new book by Abigail and Stephen Thernstrom. Abigail Thernstrom, who is a member of the Massachusetts State Board of Education, stopped by our New York Bureau to talk about it. Some liberal commentators say the Thernstroms blame the victims of educational discrimination, the students, but she says she blames schools that don't work and describes model schools that do work.
One of my favorite schools is the Kipp Academy in the South Bronx, you know, one of New York's worst neighborhoods. These are kids who come out of the South Bronx projects. These are kids who come into fifth grade with nothing. And there are three other schools in the same building. Same demographic profile for the kids. They're all doing horribly, and they are not interested in what Kipp does. Now, what Kipp does require that principals have the autonomy and authority to structure their budgets, to hire really terrific teachers, teachers who haven't necessarily got education degrees, to make insist on longer days, longer weeks, Saturday mornings, to focus relentlessly on the core subjects, and to insist on disciplinary rules that the public schools feel, by and large, powerless to insist on.
One of the, I think, one of the more provocative things that you write about in No Excuses is how we train teachers, what we require of teachers, and you would say the irrelevance of much of what passes for teacher training in trying to attract the best people to be in front of a classroom.
Oh, absolutely. Look, jumping through the hoops of a lot of these ed school classes is a turnoff for academically skilled people. We do know that it is the academically weak students in college who tend to go into teaching. We need to change that. And the only way to change it is to make teaching a more attractive job. And most of that process has to involve changing the nature of school culture.
One thing you could do to make teaching a more attractive job, apart from eliminating the, as you would say, the mind-numbing education courses, is paying a lot more. Would that help?
Well, I'm all for spending where spending works. I don't think the primary problem is the pay. We're not going to pay teachers what very good lawyers can get. I mean, there's no possibility of that. There is a possibility, it seems to me, of paying good teachers more than mediocre teachers so that you have real financial rewards for doing a good job, for innovation, creativity, for devotion, commitment, so that you get people into the profession who see it as a calling and want to rescue kids. And I think that that's more important than pay, although I would like to see pay go up.
The title of your book, No Excuses, at one point that idea comes to grips with the problem of culture, that the degree to which people feel that they do have an excuse to not work as hard as they possibly could or to not get an A, that's a cultural value.
Well, that's absolutely true. Some students are culturally luckier than others. Asian students work much harder than anybody else. They take AP classes at triple the white rate. They do much more homework. But you know what? Hard work is a culturally transferable trait. Whites can work as hard as Asians, and so can blacks and Hispanics.
Although Asians bring with them an interesting conviction, you're right, that there simply isn't as common a notion that some people are gifted and therefore are going to do better no matter what. There is more of a relationship in many Asian cultural views between hard work and achievement as opposed to inborn genius.
That's true. A much greater belief that you will get rewarded for hard work, and so you have got to burn the midnight oil. There are not enough schools that deliver the message to kids, look, hard work will really put you on a path of success in American society. That yesterday doors were closed, today they're wide open. It doesn't matter what your color is, you can go far, but you have to have those skills and knowledge. Work for them.
Do you think that the principal who creates the successful magnet school, or whatever we call it, in the midst of, on the South Bronx or in New Jersey or Texas or wherever, is a natch for becoming a school superintendent who can make a system of hundreds of schools work a lot better?
I'm not sure, because that's a very different job and a very frustrating job. I'm not sure that superintendents in these huge urban districts can turn them around. I would prefer to turn a great many urban schools into charter schools, which would give principals the autonomy and the authority to manage their budgets, manage the disciplinary rules, manage the curriculum, and the buck stops on their desk, and then close the schools that are not working. But accountability. Educate the kids or you're gone.
Abigail Thernstrom, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks so much for having me. My pleasure.
Abigail Thernstrom, together with her husband Stephen Thernstrom, is author of the book No Excuses, Closing the Racial Gap in Learning.